47% last time out. They held Chicago to just 38%. That's a season low that they've allowed so far this season. They want to bring more of that, and so far, so good, because a Raptors team that came into this one having shot well last time has only shot 33% to begin this game tonight. Marjon Beauchamp is in for the first time, as is Thanasis. Going to see his name called with his brother out of the lineup tonight. We will hear from an Antetokounmpo as the Raptors have the basketball going the other direction with it now. They trail 23-12. Here is a pass from Siakam. Sends it down low. Schroeder back out top. Siakam bounces it off of his foot. Fortuitous roll, though, for the Raptors. It goes right to Schroeder with six to shoot. He works on Lillard, spins, but Lillard gets in his way. Missed the shot. Ball knocked away by Boucher. Heads-up play from Portis to spring it free. Now an outlet feed ahead to Thanasis. He'll go to the rim and lay it in on the other side. So Milwaukee's defense generating some points in transition. That is what Adrian Griffin has been looking for this season, has not had in too much supply. Another three-point try. Flynn misses it, but an offensive rebound for Poeltl. He'll feed up. Sets up another three-point try from Schroeder. He misfires. Connaughton away with the rebound out of Lillard. Works it ahead to Marjon Beauchamp on the other side. Beauchamp trying to back his way in. Feathers it to the corner. Now out to Portis on the left wing. Back to Thanasis. Thanasis out top to Connaughton. Connaughton dribbles with a left hand. Nice pass at the last moment. Sets up Thanasis, but he couldn't finish the shot. It was a good setup. Thanasis just missed the layup that time. Here, Siakam the other way on the move. He'll hit the shot in transition. Well, missed opportunity there. Bucks had executed that last possession the way they wanted to until the very end. 25-14 is the lead. We've got 3 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Lillard splits a couple defenders, takes it inside on Siakam and draws the whistle on the foul, and he's going back to the stripe again. Dame has had his rhythm working so far tonight. Milwaukee has outscored the Raptors 23-6 over the last 6.5 minutes. And they have taken a double-digit lead of 11 points. Chance to get it to 13 now and match the largest lead of the game for Lillard. His first of two free throws is good. So Damian Lillard continuing to add to the Bucks' advantage here, as Milwaukee trying to push the tempo the way they want it to be played here tonight. And so far, so good. 2:56 to go. Second free throw rattles home. So only one starter out there. That is the aforementioned Damian Lillard, who's got Connaughton, Portis, Beauchamp, and Thanasis with him on the floor. Malachi Flynn on the other end for the Raptors, who have two starters out, Siakam and Barnes. That's Precious Achiuwa, who missed the last meeting, giving it to Barnes. Barnes takes it into the paint, rifles the pass to the corner, a head fake from Flynn. He steps inside the arc, pulls the trigger, and connects on a mid-range jumper. Good patience there for the fourth-year man out of San Diego State, playing in his 11th game off the bench this season. Dame Lillard the other direction now for the Bucks with 2:23 to go. First quarter action, drives in, gets underneath the defense of Boucher, and he fouls him again. Well, Damian Lillard has drawn fouls in flurries here already in this game. That is the fifth team foul, make it the fourth team foul for the Raptors, and I would venture to guess, I think all of them have been against Lillard. This is his sixth and seventh free throw, so it stands to reason, yeah, every one of them has been Damian Lillard. He's on the verge of putting up seven free throws here in this opening quarter, and he knocks down the first. That foul goes on Chris Boucher, and for Boucher, that'll be his first. Another free throw from Lillard coming. It's up, and it's good. So Giannis out of the lineup. This has been a tough team for Giannis through the years. With that length and athleticism, they kind of have the make and model of guys that have given him fits at times throughout his career. Here's a drive and a good play defensively from Thanasis to get in the way of the shot from Boucher. Now the Bucks going the other way. Outlet feed ahead to Connaughton. He couldn't handle it, but Milwaukee's going to get a break because Malachi Flynn could not corral it before he stepped out of bounds. So the Bucks will have it sitting out. Playing aggressive, looking to run up and down the court on those stops. Now Siakam's going to take a seat on the bench. He's replaced by Otto Porter Jr. in his second season with this team, but his really first season playing for all intents and purposes after the injury a year ago. Lillard's going to work it to the left corner. Three-pointer from Portis, and he sticks it from the far wing left. Another three ball drops for the Bucks, who have hit 5 of 8 to start this game from downtown. Another Michelob Ultra 3 stretches the lead now to 16, and now a drive inside. Scotty Barnes lays it in. Gets it back to 14 with 1:38 remaining now in the first. 32-18 advantage for Milwaukee. Lillard has it on the right wing, tried to feed it inside, but it was knocked away and intercepted by Boucher. He's going the other direction. Now he loses the basketball. It's poked free and taken by Beauchamp. He wants to run, going coast to coast the other way. What a play by the second-year pro. Lays it in on the other side. The steal and score for Beauchamp, and Milwaukee's got it back to a 16-point lead. Crossover from Scotty Barnes sends it to the corner. Malachi Flynn, jab step in, backs out with 1:07 remaining here in this first quarter. Scotty Barnes, a head fake, passes it to Flynn, gets it back to Barnes. Barnes in traffic, puts it up on the run, gets it to deaden off the back iron, and it rolls through with inside of a minute to go. It's back to a 14-point game, and the two teams exchanging buckets going up and down the floor. Damian Lillard the other way, gets it to Connaughton. Connaughton tried to pass it back to Lillard, but he's going to get called for the foul. You know, that's a strange situation because Connaughton was almost still the ball handler there. It was as though I think they were calling a moving screen of sorts, but Pat basically had the ball in his hands on the exchange. So for Connaughton, it'll be his first. And getting set to come in, Campaign will check in for the first time here tonight. He replaces Lillard, who will get a rare chance to recharge the battery. He has played all of the 11 minutes so far in this game. Inbound pass deflected by Thanasis, but goes right to Malachi Flynn. Flynn will hand it to Barnes. Barnes has Beauchamp on him. Puts it on the floor, driving around Beauchamp, but Beauchamp recovers, gets in the way of the shot. It misses, in on the rebound, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Toronto. Good defensive presence there from Beauchamp, getting in the way of the shot. Couple young, promising players going mano a mano, and Scotty Barnes and Marjon Beauchamp. Payne works the pass now to the left wing, where Portis will give it to Beauchamp. Beauchamp, dribble drive with the right hand. Driving kick. Campaign gets a loan from three. His shot misses strong, but an offensive rebound to Portis. And a reset for the Bucks. Milwaukee with their third offensive rebound of the night right there. Payne crossing over on Boucher. He puts up a mid-range high arcing shot, and he cans it from right of the lane. Tough shot from Campaign. And with 15.8 seconds to go here in the first quarter, the Bucks have their largest lead again of 16. Shot clock is off as the Raptors will play for the final shot here in this first quarter of action. Scotty Barnes into the front court. Oh, we got fouled by Thanasis. And for Milwaukee, they have fouls to give, though. It's only the second team foul for Milwaukee. So worth the gamble. Malachi Flynn will send it in. It's Thanasis, Beauchamp, Connaughton, Payne, and Portis. Thanasis got knocked down. He wanted a foul, didn't get the whistle. They work it to the corner instead, where it's now handled by Achua. He pulls up, misses the shot. The tip-in looked like it came late. So Milwaukee, I'll tell you what, a little bit of a different feel here tonight from the last time we were in Toronto. Bucks lead it 36-20 after 12 minutes of basketball here from Scotiabank Arena. Coming back second quarter after this. Good start from Milwaukee on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. I don't know about
you, but I feel good. Join the roar of 18,000 Bucks fans at Fiserv Forum and be a part of the slam dunks, game-changing plays, and electrifying victories live. Witness the edge of your seat action and unforgettable moments as they happen. You don't want to miss this. Grab your calendar, handpick your favorite matchups, and secure your seats for Dame Time in Milwaukee and every incredible moment that comes next at bucks.com/tickets. That's bucks.com/tickets.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Dear basketball fans, want to drive a winner? Get in a Toyota and see how impressive they are. The RAV4 is a versatile playmaker built to get the crowd going. The Highlander is a slam dunk when it comes to space. And the Camry is a fast break of fun and reliability. Plus, these Toyotas come with available all-wheel drive, so you can drive the lane with power. Visit Toyota.com to learn more, or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
Called on the Bucks, number 43, Tanasis Adetokounmpo, right before the end of the period, the first quarter.
Well, just when you think you've seen it all, something pops up in this crazy game of basketball. It was at the end of that last quarter, Bucks with a 36-20 advantage. It was a non-unsportsmanlike technical foul against Thanasis. And so that sets up a free throw. And, oh, it was a flop. Okay, that is the first time we have seen that called this season in a Bucks game. So it was the new rule in the NBA, flopping calls are penalized, and Thanasis gets called for the first flop that we've seen. So they shoot the free throw, and it goes down to start this second quarter. We're brought to you by Pick and Save, the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. Everyone was a little confused here along press row, saying, what in the world just happened? We just haven't seen that call very often. In fact, it's the first time, again, we have, at least in a Bucks game this season. Is Toronto's going to have the basketball, though, to start things here in the second quarter. Now down by 15 as they work it to Precious Achiuwa. He bowls inside on Jackson and just played some bully ball to get it to go underneath. Laid the shot in up close, just kept throwing that shoulder in. Now Milwaukee goes the other way. It's going to be Campaign, Andre Jackson, Chris Middleton, Bobby Portis, along with Marjon Beauchamp to start. Milwaukee going right to left, a contested three. It was not going to stop Middleton there. He drills it from the right wing. Good looking shot from Cash Money Middleton, who's knocked down two of his three shots tonight. Both of them have been from three-point range. Otto Porter Jr. the other way for the Raptors. It's going to be Barnes, Flynn, Achiuwa, Porter, and McDaniels. Barnes has it on the near side, a head fake, and he got fouled by Middleton. Just the third foul against the Bucks. While we got a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Toronto basketball. It is McDaniels driving inside, puts the scoop shot up. Wild shot, would not fall for him. Jalen McDaniels, fifth-year man out of San Diego State as well, as the Bucks go the other way with it. McDaniels did not play in the last game. Here comes Payne on the other side, pulls up just inside the arc, couldn't hit the shot from the right wing. They ruled Middleton's shot actually was a two, not a three. Now the ball poked away from Barnes by Beauchamp and taken by Middleton. Middleton's going to take it all the way to the cup. Couldn't finish, gets his own rebound, and then got tied up going up again. It's still loose on the deck. We're going to have a whistle and a foul, or maybe a kick ball. It was a foul. And that goes against Marjon Beauchamp. So Beauchamp gets called for his first. And Milwaukee picks up a couple quick ones here to begin things here in the second quarter. 10:24 to go here. Second quarter action from downtown Toronto. 38-23 lead for the Bucks. Scotty Barnes with the ball. Hands it off right wing over to Achiuwa. Achiuwa is defended by Bobby Portis. Whips the pass to the near wing. Now a drive from McDaniels. He lost. He was trying to bully his way in on Middleton, but had the ball pried free. Milwaukee comes away with it. Here's a pass to Beauchamp with a head full of steam. He will attack the rack and stuff it home with a big two-hand jam. Marjon Beauchamp saw that opening, and he did not hesitate. Bucks go back ahead now. 17 points the advantage. Scotty Barnes takes it through a crowd, puts up a tough shot. That one rolls. It is still looping around that cylinder. That thing went around literally four times before it finally went through. So Milwaukee's got it going the other direction now. Back to a 15-point game. Beauchamp sends it right wing over to Portis. Portis with a head fake. Elevates and sticks the jumper just inside the arc. Bucks forgot that they came into this game as a team that was not expected to be able to do anything. Without Giannis playing tonight, somebody forgot to remind Milwaukee. Here comes Malachi Flynn driving in. He gets the shot to go with a foul. They've just been playing with a little bit of a different kind of energy tonight. And it was a good spark from Damian Lillard in that first quarter with 14 points, 5 assists on 7 of 7 from the free throw line and 3 of 5 from the floor. Flynn's going to go to the line. He was fouled by Beauchamp, who picks up his second in quick order. As the free throw from Flynn is up and good. Malachi Flynn just 4.5 points a game a season ago after being a second-team All-American at San Diego State. Here comes Payne the other way. Passes off to Middleton. Sends out top to Portis. Portis on the right wing. Hands back to Jackson. Jackson in his first career start tonight will get it to Portis. Portis trying to back his way in. Bounce pass inside to Beauchamp. A couple head fakes. Goes up in the air down low, and he couldn't finish. Thought he got fouled. Ball got knocked away, they'll say, cleanly, and it's Toronto ball. Here's Flynn the other way with Beauchamp in pursuit. Sends it back out to McDaniels, and now Toronto sets up in the half court. This is what the Bucks want them to be doing. Worst half court offense in the league. Toronto very good in transition. Barnes couldn't get the shot, but then followed his miss and missed the dunk. I think Chris Middleton is trying to say maybe it was interfered with, but they're going to send him to the line. Portis got called for the foul, and Scotty Barnes will step to the stripe with 8:38 remaining in the first half of a 42-28 game. Again, the Bucks missed the memo that this was not supposed to go their way tonight. Now, it's not just Giannis who's out. It should be stated also, OG Anunoby, a key piece for this Raptors team, not playing tonight as well, as he sits with a right finger laceration that he endured with working at his house on Sunday. And going to miss the second free throw, but the rebound gets away from Portis. And there's an offensive board for Toronto. Achiuwa comes away with it. He'll send out top. Raptors with another chance here. Here's a drive. McDaniel scoops to the hoop. Misses another one. He's missed like that on both sides of the rim. Now Campaign goes racing off the other way for the Bucks. He takes it in on the other side. Gets the whistle and the foul as he goes tumbling down behind the backboard. Helped to his feet by Andre Jackson, who comes racing over to lift him up. And there's that energy. It's palpable, the energy that Andre Jackson plays with. You can just see it. He's quick out there, quick to help his teammates up. And that's what Adrian Griffin has talked about. He loves that positive energy that this guy brings. Griffin has talked about the fact there's been a little bit, for lack of a better word, of a pall following this team around. He called it a storm cloud a little bit. And thinks Griffin gives them some good positive energy, and you see it. Free throw's good from Payne on the first of two. Here comes Brook Lopez back into the game, replacing Bobby Portis. Bobby coming off of his first double-double of the season against Chicago, his first since April 19th a season ago. He was tops in the league for double-doubles off the bench, the most in the NBA since Sabonis had 27 in the 2018-19 campaign, but his first this year. Minutes have been down a bit. Middleton checks out of the game. And for Milwaukee, Thanasis comes back in. Thanasis seeing extended playing time here in this first half. Both free throws go down for Campaign. So Milwaukee goes back ahead by 15. 44-29, still 8:13 to go here in this first half. Flynn sends out top. He'll give it to Achiuwa. Achiuwa watched by Lopez. Attacks on Brook. Couple head fakes. Brook played him nicely, and there's going to be a traveling call going against Precious Achiuwa. Achiuwa, the 24-year-old out of Memphis. Season high 10 points last game out against the Wizards. Did not play the first meeting between the Bucks and the Raptors. Inbound pass was sent way up the floor by Jackson. Out of bounds over to Lopez, and now Milwaukee looks to set it up. Portis at the top of the arc. Looks left, gives right. Campaign, hesitation, lost it, but got it back, and then lost it again going up. Scotty Barnes, long outlet feed up the floor, and that sets up McDaniels for the one-hand flush as he plunges it through to put Toronto back to within 13. They love to run in transition. We talked about that fact. Milwaukee's had some problems with those types of plays this season, particularly on rebounds. Lopez shovels the ball off the Campaign. He's at the top of the arc, drifting to his right. He's going to unleash a three-pointer, and he hits from the near wing right. Campaign has shot it well this season from distance. Fifth in the league at 50% from three. Achiuwa answers right back with a corner three on the other end of the floor. trading buckets. It is back to a 13-point game, 47-34 Milwaukee with 7:08 to play here in the second quarter. Marjon Beauchamp dribbles, crosses over, passes to Thanasis. Good ball movement here tonight for the Bucks. They have been whipping that ball around the court. Thanasis sends to Lopez. Lopez right of the lane. Brook trying to back his way in. Draws two defenders, steps out. His shot rims halfway through before it rims out. But an offensive rebound for Thanasis. Sends out to Jackson. Back to Thanasis. He's left of the lane. Puts it on the floor. Wants to go at McDaniels. Takes it inside. Misses the shot. Gets his own rebound. And we got a whistle and a foul. Actually, it might have been Lopez. I got obstructed there to see. But it looks like it is a foul one way or the other against the Raptors. We got a timeout on the floor. 6:39 to go. Precious Achiuwa gets called for it for Toronto. Milwaukee's got the 47-34 advantage. When we come back, it'll be in the Bucks' hands. Now this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey, it's Bobby Portis, and I love playing basketball in Milwaukee. When I drive down the lane, I move fast and make sudden moves to drive to the hoop and score. But when I'm behind the wheel in the driving lane, I control my drive. I don't speed or make sudden movements. Speeding and reckless driving are the leading causes of traffic injuries and deaths in Wisconsin. Do what I do. Control your drive. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in, Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health Medicare Advantage plans start at $0 a month? And you can get the extra benefits you need, like dental, vision, over-the-counter items, and more? I know because I'm a member myself. Call 833-7-NETWORK to learn more today. Network Health Medicare Advantage plans include PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Network Health Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal.
It's the first ever NBA in-season tournament. All 30 teams going for one brand new trophy.
The stakes are the highest.
Only 8 teams advance from the group stages. Then it's down to single elimination.
It's win or go home.
The last 4 standing will battle it out in Las Vegas, baby. They're going to go all in on the hardwood for season-long bragging rights and the first ever NBA Cup. Hope everyone's feeling lucky. The NBA in-season tournament continues on ABC, ESPN, and TNT.
With Kroger brand products from Pick and Save, you can make all your favorite things this holiday season. Because Kroger brand's proven quality products come at exceptionally low prices. And with a money-back quality guarantee, every dish is sure to be a favorite. Whether you shop delivery, pickup, or in-store, Kroger brand has all your favorite things. Pick and Save. Fresh for everyone.
Dan King coming to you here tonight from Scotiabank Arena. Our on-site engineer, Paul Gatt, with Paul Law on stats. My two Pauls here sitting courtside at Scotiabank Arena. We've got Justin Garcia back at the studio at the flagship station in Milwaukee, WTMJ. Also, Jason Gordon Wynn, the man of the controls, back there as well. Glad to have you with us as Milwaukee has what is a sizable lead of 13. They've led by as many as 17 here tonight, if not trailed since it was 8-5. Bucks have the ball now. Beasley on the left wing. Passes it out top. Payne whips it to the near corner. Catch and shoot three. Connaughton couldn't hit. Good hustle again from Thanasis. He keeps it alive for Milwaukee. It's still loose on the sideline. Out of bounds off of the Bucks. Diving loose bodies everywhere. Thanasis brings that energy into this game as well. Lillard played 11 minutes, the first 11 minutes of this game before he checked out with 14 points and 5 assists. He is checking in now for the first time in the second quarter with 6:24 to play. Campaign checks out of the game for Milwaukee. So the Bucks now have Lillard, Beasley, Connaughton, Lopez, and Thanasis on the floor. Here's Schroeder with the ball for the Raptors on the other end. Passes out to Siakam. Pascal Siakam on the dribble handoff back to Schroeder going to his right. He's going to get fouled by Malik Beasley in for Milwaukee. That is going to be into the penalty now. You're going to have free throws coming as it's the fifth team foul. So Beasley gets called for it. That'll be his first. And Toronto's going to have a chance to get to the line. They haven't had a lot of free throws, 4 of them tonight. Bucks have gone 9 of 9, riding 7 of 7 shooting from Damian Lillard, all in the first quarter. He drew the first five fouls against the Raptors tonight. First free throw is good from Schroeder. So Dennis Schroeder, who has struggled with his shot lately, but did hit a pair of free throws to ice that game last night, or last time out, with 2 seconds remaining in the win against Washington. A game they trailed 107-95, which is 5:47 to play in that one before rallying big late. Both free throws go down for Schroeder. 83% free throw shooter. Bucks go the other way with it now. Connaughton's into the front court on the right wing on the handoff. He'll give to Lopez. Brook probing. Passes off to Lillard. Lillard thought about a long three instead. Passes, gets it right back. He goes inside. Had a shot blocked, but it went right to Lopez, who lays it in. Lillard thought that ball was goaltended. But the Bucks get their points either way. Schroeder's going the other direction now. Takes it down low. That was a good give-and-go action there. Schroeder takes underneath. Heads-up play as he finds Achiuwa unaccounted for behind the defense. He'll lay it in up close. 49-38. Bucks with the 11-point lead. 5:27 to play in the second quarter. Thanasis trying to shed the pesky defense of Otto Porter. Sends out top. Lopez unleashes a three-point try. That one misses. Rebound pulled down by Siakam. Bounced off the front iron, wouldn't drop. Now Siakam works it quickly up the floor. They get it to Schroeder, a head fake on the left wing. Behind the back pass, that was to no one in particular. He needed that third eye behind his head. He thought Siakam was there, he was not. And Schroeder taps his chest, accepting the blame for what will go as Toronto's now eighth turnover of the night. And for Schroeder, that is his first. So the Bucks will have it going the other direction. Whistle and a foul going against Schroeder, trying to fight through a screen from Brook Lopez. And for the Raptors, their third team foul is Jakob Poeltl gets set to come in. He takes off the warm-up, and the former San Antonio Spur in his second stint with the Raptors, now in his second year back with his old team, checks back in. So it's Poeltl, Siakam, along with Grady Dick and Otto Porter Jr. with Schroeder out there as well. Lillard goes right at Poeltl and draws the contact again. This is what Lillard has been doing all night. Just fearless in his attacking moves and continuing to draw those whistles against, this time, Jakob Poeltl, and that's his second foul, and both of his fouls have been trying to defend the ever-quick Damian Lillard. Attacking down low, so he's back at the free throw line. His eighth and ninth attempts of the night coming up. First one is up and good. Has not missed tonight. Came into this game tonight, fourth in the NBA at 93% from the stripe. Lillard averaged 32 points a game in two double-digit Portland losses against Toronto a season ago. And he's off to a good start, but a rare miss at the line. Finally, one leaks off to the right side. So the Raptors go the other way, trailing by 12 now, 50-38. Grady Dick catch-and-shoot jumper on the way, and he nails it from the top of the arc. About three steps inside the arc for Dick on that one. And Milwaukee will move it the other way. Lillard goes up the court, across the midcourt stripe in that big Toronto red logo in the center of the court here from Scotiabank Arena. And now Dick gets in the way of Lillard as he gets called for the foul. So that'll be the second foul on Dick, and Lillard to inbound on the near side. Bobby Portis getting set to come in. He takes the warm-up off. And actually, beg your pardon, it's going to be free throws because that's the fifth team foul now for the Raptors, who find themselves in the penalty. And they did not foul the person you want to foul. That would be Damian Lillard back at the free throw line, his new home here at Scotiabank Arena. He hits the first of two. Bobby Portis getting set to come in. 16 points now in the game for Dame, and 9 of those 16 coming from the free throw line. He's only attempted 6 shots tonight. He's hit 3 of them. He's 1-for-2 from distance. Long stare at the rim here. Spins that ball in his hands. Bends to the knees. Free throw's good. So he makes a pair, and Milwaukee back ahead by a score of 52-40 now. The 12-point lead again in hand. Siakam on the other side, hands to Schroeder, gets it back, straight on three, back iron strong. Toronto knocked down their first 2 3-pointers of the night. Since then, they've gone one of nine Here's a three-pointer from Lillard. He lets it fly from the top of the arc. Too strong. Looked confident when he shot it, but just a little too much on it. Does seem like he's getting that confidence back maybe a little more tonight. Let's see if he can get it to work on the three ball, where he's only shooting 27% this season. Grady Dick drives in on the other side. He missed the shot. Rebound underneath by Connaughton. He'll pass off now. Lillard takes off the other way. Into the front court. Works it over to Lopez. Now to Portis. Portis drives around Poeltl, and he misses up close. Rebound knocked out by Connaughton, out to Beasley. Beasley's three ball. Wide open look. Missed it strong. Toronto fortunate to not have given up points on that possession. Schroeder the other way. He's going to turn it over, try to pass it to the far wing, and it was out of the reach of Pascal Siakam, and it goes out of bounds. Schroeder has had a couple of those turnovers here tonight. That's the ninth on the Raptors this evening. The Bucks have only given it away six times. Played much better taking care of the ball. Porter checks out. Scotty Barnes is back in now for Toronto. So it will be Milwaukee basketball out of bounds on the far side. Inbound pass sent from Connaughton as he gets it to Lillard. Dame slowly takes it into the front court with 3:35 to play here in the second quarter. Lillard blows by everybody, takes it to the cup, and lays it in with a right hand. He is just exacting almost all of his damage on the interior of that Raptors defense. They have not been prepared for Damian Lillard's driving moves tonight. Pass comes to the near wing. Catch and shoot three. Scotty Barnes connects from the near wing left. Well, Scotty Barnes on the season, 34% from long range. He had been just 2 of 15 on his last last 15 three-pointers coming into tonight. Connaughton on the handoff to Beasley. Beasley crossing over on Grady Dick. A little shake and bake. He pulls up on the left elbow, and he cans it. Good-looking shot from Malik Beasley, who's now sitting with 10 points here in this first half on 4 of 6 from the floor. Schroeder the other way. Inside of 3 minutes to play now in the first half. Schroeder trying to turn the corner on Beasley. Circles under the rim. Sends out top to Siakam. Siakam drives on Portis. Went up. Passed it off to Poeltl. Poeltl has got Lopez all over him. Still going to try to work on him. Just posting up. Jump hook on the way. That misses back iron. Lopez played him perfectly. And Poeltl is realizing going against Brook Lopez in drop coverage is a heck of a lot taller order than it is what he saw last time. Here's Lillard. He funnels it to the corner, sets up Beasley for another three, and Milwaukee is cooking now. Timeout. The Raptors are finding themselves in a dogfight tonight. A little bit of a different flavor to this one than what we saw on November the 1st. 59-43, all Milwaukee here in this first half. No Giannis, no problem so far. We're coming back in a moment. You're listening to the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and copays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
/bars.
Hey, Bucks fans, who makes dental and vision insurance simple? Well, there's only one answer, definitely Delta Dental. For insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today. We're also brought to you by Jockey. Like the Bucks, they're proud to call Wisconsin home for nearly 150 years. Jockey, providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop jockey.com. Well, the Bucks saw that lead get down to 10 before they've gone on a 9-3 run, including scoring the last five straight. And here is a steal. Wow, wait a second. Foul going against, oh, Dame Lillard, who was behind the play. Beasley had a steal and was looking to move the Bucks in transition, but it is nullified by the foul on Damian Lillard. And instead of having the ball on a transition opportunity, it's Grady Dick stepping to the free throw line because Milwaukee is into the penalty. Free throw is good on the first of two. Grady Dick turns 20 on Monday, and after going 1 of 15 from beyond the arc in his six games prior, he scored 6 points in 25 seconds on a pair of threes against Washington the other night. The rest of his teammates combined for two made threes over the course of that entire game as he hits both free throws here. And as part of that come from behind win for the Raptors. Lillard passes through a couple defenders to Portis, but then Portis stumbled down and lost the basketball. Toronto moving quickly. Siakam lobbed it too tall for Barnes, and Milwaukee catches a major break. Raptors had easy points coming their way if not for that errant pass. Milwaukee's got it on the other side. 1:36 to go now, leading 59-45. Lillard funnels it to the corner. Catch and shoot three on the way. Connaughton splashes it through from the deep corner right. Another Michelob Ultra 3 for the Bucks, who have hit 8 of 16 here in this first half. Toronto goes the other direction. Lead is 17, one away from the game high of 18 tonight for the Bucks. Barnes going to get called for an offensive foul. He wrapped around and hammered Malik Beasley in the temple, trying to create space for himself. And Beasley is still holding the left side of his head. Barnes is arguing the case while Beasley is arguing he needs medical attention. Wow. Well, Barnes is a big dude. At 6'9", 227, he's a guard, but he's kind of a forward. Bucks going to have the basketball out of bounds. Beasley's going to rub it and continue to play. Seven turnovers this quarter now for the Raptors, who have given it away now overall 11 times for the night. Milwaukee's got it on the other side. Dame Lillard throwing that midcourt stripe. He's got Grady Dick defending him. Inside of a minute to go, he launches a three, and he cans it from the left wing. Dame Lillard, his second three ball of the night. He's got 22 points now in this opening half for Milwaukee, and they have stretched the lead to 21 on that shot. Largest advantage of the game for the Bucks. Here's Schroeder going to hand the ball off to Scotty Barnes. Barnes working on the defense from Beasley. Hands it off to Pirtle. Pirtle couldn't handle it. It's going to be taken away by Lillard. Lillard, outlet feed. Sprinting up the floor was Portis. A little out in front, so he has to gather and reset. Looking to get rid of the basketball. He'll send to Beasley. Game clock and shot clock separated by 12 seconds with 10 to shoot now and 22 to play in the opening half. Lillard around midcourt with 6 to shoot with Schroeder out on him. Going to put it on the floor. Going to try to get that call. He does. There's the foul. And guess who is going back to the line? Damian Lillard. Dame has averaged this season 9.5 free throw attempts per game. Mentioned he dropped to fifth in the league in terms of free throw attempts per game after he at one point was leading. Well, he says, I'm going to push those numbers up again. I think that foul was on the floor. I don't suspect we're going to see three shots here for Lillard. I think Toronto in the penalty will just give up two. Portis going to check out. Andre Jackson's going to come in here in the last 14.7, try to bring a little defense here and protect what has been stretched out to what is now a 22-point advantage for the Bucks. 21. Check that. Another free throw on the way. Lillard's second shot is good. So as suspected, it was a foul on the floor. And with 14.7 seconds to work with, Toronto will go the other way. Largest lead of 22 now for the Bucks. Scotty Barnes puts it on the floor. Trying to post up. He misses the shot, gets his own rebound, and kisses it right back up and in with 4.7 seconds to go now. Jackson gets the inbound pass to Lillard. Got to work quickly now with 2 seconds left. Feeds it ahead. Beasley fires up the three at the horn, and he kisses it in. Count that bad boy. You know you are living right. when you hit shots like that. Malik Beasley, 4 3-pointers in the first half, and none more scintillating than that one. Yes, the bank is indeed open tonight, late night, at Scotiabank Arena in downtown Toronto. Milwaukee closes the half on a 20-7 run. They take a 23-point lead into the break. 16-4, the Bucks outscore the Raptors over the final 2:53 of this one. No Giannis, no problem. Bucks looking better than they have at any point this season after that first half against a very dangerous come-from-behind team, this Toronto Raptors team that's done it twice in the last week. We'll talk more about that as we move along, but right now we've got to take a timeout. Justin Garcia has you in his capable hands on the other side of this timeout. Halftime here from Toronto. Milwaukee feeling good. Now this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Spice it up and make turkey tacos. Serve up a go-to shrimp cocktail or use Simple Truth wild-caught shrimp for your first Cajun risotto. No matter how you shop, Pick and Save has all the freshest ingredients to embrace all your holiday traditions. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone.
Grab your squad for Bucks Night Out, presented by Michelob Ultra and Bally Sports Wisconsin. Every ticket comes with a Michelob Ultra or soda on us. Visit bucks.com/BNO for details.
Halftime in Toronto, and what a first half from the Bucks. 70 points they put up, 47 for the Raptors. It's a 23-point halftime lead for the Bucks, and Damian Lillard with 24 points, 5 of 9 shooting, 2 of 4 on his threes. He has already gotten to the free throw line 13 times, and this offense is simply sizzling. 24 from Lillard, 16 from Malik Beasley. That duo combining to nearly match all of the Raptors, and again, a 23-point Bucks edge at halftime. We'll get you caught up on the rest of the individual scores and take a look at the red-hot shooting numbers for the Bucks in this first half. After this, Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
...23-point Bucks lead at halftime as they're up on the Raptors. 70 points scored here. 70-47 is our halftime score. Now, the lone blemish here on this first half, Marjon Beauchamp did leave with a right ankle sprain. He will not return for the rest of this game. So hopefully it's nothing major there, as you're already playing without Giannis, and Jay Crowder certainly cannot afford to add another wing player to that injury report for an extended period of time, but everything else going the Bucks' way. Andre Jackson Jr. got his first career start tonight, played 10 first-half minutes, did not score, but two rebounds and more activity, especially on the defensive end from Andre Jackson Jr. 2 points from Brook Lopez, who has 4 rebounds, an assist, a block, and a steal. And Chris Middleton, in his 9 minutes of work, has 5 points and 2 steals. But as we mentioned, 24 from Damian Lillard, 16 from Malik Beasley. Damian Lillard with 8 assists as well. 6 of them have been on a 3-point basket, so he's accounted for 22 points on his assists. 46 points that he has directly played a role in for this Bucks team. You add up the point production from Malik Beasley as well, and you're up to 62 of the 70 points the Bucks put up in this first half. That bench, 23 points from the second unit, 7 points from Thanasis, 7 points from Bobby Portis, 4 points from Marjon Beauchamp, though he will not add to that tally, as we mentioned, out for the remainder of the game. 3 points from Pat Connaughton, and 7 points, I should say, from Cameron Payne. 2 points from Thanasis, and that gets you to your bench figure. But the Bucks red hot from the field, 52% shooting from the floor, 56% shooting from 3 at 10 of 18, and they have 11 assists on those 23 field goals, 8 of those assists coming from Damian Lillard. So nearly the exact opposite of what we saw 2 weeks ago today, when it was the Raptors putting up that type of offense and red-hot shooting. And here's the other thing. Bucks had 3 turnovers in the first 2 minutes of this game, which the Raptors scored 5 points off of. They finished the half with 7 turnovers. The Raptors did not score again off of the following 4 turnovers, so they have done a much better job protecting the basketball. And 12 Raptors turnovers, the Bucks have turned those into 18 points. They've also pulled down more offensive rebounds. So all around, a terrific first half from the Bucks, who take a 23-point lead into halftime, 70-47, our halftime score. We'll take a look at another busy NBA Wednesday night. We'll update you on the scoreboard next. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of 7 women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
To your inbox.
Halftime in Toronto. Bucks up 23 on the Raptors. 70-47 is our score up north. Halftime is brought to you by Uline. Get you caught up on the NBA scoreboard as we've got seven other games on your Wednesday night schedule. They're headed to the fourth in D.C. The Mavericks up big on the Wizards. 104-83. Bucks with a pair of matchups with the Wizards next week, one at home and one on the road. Midway through the third quarter in Atlanta, Knicks lead the Hawks 65-64. They are midway through the second quarter in Chicago, Magic up 12 on the Bulls at 33-21. And the biggest matchup of the night, the co-leaders in the Eastern Conference squaring off in Philadelphia. It's the 76ers up on the Celtics 58-57, but no Jalen Brown or Kristaps Porzingis in that game. And again, both these teams 8-2. The Sixers already won the first matchup of the season between these two teams, so a win here from Philly would go a long way in determining the tiebreaker if we need it towards the end of the season. For the Celtics, Drew Holiday, 13 points in this first half, leads all scorers in the game. It's time for our American Family Insurance Insuring Success feature. And for the Bucks, it's as simple as saying, hey, just keep up doing what you were doing. We saw a lot of ball movement and open looks. Damian Lillard and Malik Beasley on fire as they hit six of their 10 three-pointers combined. And again, the ball movement and lack of turnovers. Bucks finished the half with eight turnovers and just 5 points scored by the Raptors off those eight. Three of those eight turnovers came in the first 2 minutes of the game. So continue to protect the basketball and continue to go to work on the glass. Eight offensive rebounds tallying up 6 points for the Bucks. That should ensure success in the second half. American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams. Visit AmFam.com to learn more. 70-47, our halftime score. Bucks up big on the Raptors. Dave Kane has the call of the second half next on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Dear basketball fans, want to drive a winner? Get in a Toyota and see how impressive they are. The RAV4 is a versatile playmaker built to get the crowd going. The Highlander is a slam dunk when it comes to space. And the Camry is a fast break of fun and reliability. Plus, these Toyotas come with available all-wheel drive, so you can drive the lane with power. Visit Toyota.com to learn more, or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on hot selling meat items.
1 pound Carolina ground turkey, just $1.79 or three for $5. And 4 pound Papa Charlie's Italian beef, just $11.99.
Ay caramba, hot prices.
Ground turkey, $1.79, Italian beef, $11.99.
Hurry, these products are going to fly off the shelf.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee-owned. It's Woodmans.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details on rents 11/30/2023.
Students, don't miss your chance to take your shot at slam dunk savings on Bucks tickets, Dear District offers, and more. The Bucks Student Rush Program, presented by Ticketmaster, features exclusive offers that won't break the bank. Whether it's a night out with friends or a break from the books, we want you to join us at Pfizer Forum to cheer on the deer. What are you waiting for? Visit bucks.com/studentrush and register for this free program with your EDU email today.
All right, getting ready for the second half, and take a quick peek at our Pella Doors and Windows with Wisconsin Who's winning the glass? Battle on the glass, hitting the glass. Pella Doors and Windows in Wisconsin, they help lower your energy costs. No interest and no down payments up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Check them out at PellaWI.com. And so far in this one, we'll give you those numbers in a moment because we're actually underway already. Dave Kane back with you here courtside from Scotiabank Arena where the Raptors have the basketball. Left to right, it's a pass inside to Siakam, who puts the shot up close but couldn't finish on the scoop effort. Rebounded by Middleton. Outlet feed up the floor to Andre Jackson, who was too far up. Jackson went up into the air and threw it back into a teammate, and he said, wait a second, I wasn't even down by the time I got rid of it. And then actually I think I read the lips of Robert Hussey, who said, my mistake, tapped his chest and said, it's the Bucks basketball. So Jackson, I don't think he'd come down by the time he released that ball, but was about to tell you the rebounding tally. 16-12 in favor of the Bucks, and how about 8-7 on the offensive boards in favor of Milwaukee, who rebounded 38% of their misses in that first half. So the lineup for the Bucks goes Lopez, Middleton, Lillard, Beasley. Here's a three-pointer from Lillard in the corner, and he picks up right where he left off in the first half as he drills it. And now Dame is sitting with 27 points. Here's a three-point try. That's going to miss on the other side. Rebounded on a loose ball. Lopez battles and tips it over to Jackson, who races off the other way off of a miss from Grady Dick. Middleton the other way. Takes it into the paint. Puts up a shot off the window as he couldn't kiss it in. Rebound knocked around and saved by Toronto. It goes back into Siakam. Siakam pass right behind Dick, but he takes off the other way. He missed on the runner inside. Outlet feed going the other way. Middleton sends it ahead to Beasley. Beasley and Lillard accounted for 89% of the Bucks' points in that first half. Between scoring and assists, they were outstanding. Here's a pass deflected. It was Jackson who went right to it. No-look feed to Lopez, who sets him up, and he will staple it down with a two-hand jam and another great setup from the rookie Andre Jackson, who he has a contagious level of energy, and he can execute. Out top it comes to Grady Dick. He unleashes a three. Can't hit it. Rebound tipped out, though, and controlled by Scotty Barnes. He's going right back at Jackson. Takes it inside. Now draws the defense. Kicks it into the corner. Chua couldn't hit the three. Rebound goes right to Dame Lillard. Milwaukee with its largest advantage now of 28 points. Flipping the script from the last time these teams played. Bucks led by 23 at halftime. They trailed it by 22 last time they played. Lillard knifes his way right through the teeth of the defense and lays it in with a left hand on the reverse side of the rim. Dame continuing to add to his tally. He's one away from 30 now. It's still 9:55 to play in the third. Schroeder pulls up on the other side and hits on the left baseline. So Milwaukee going the other direction with 9:45 remaining here in this third quarter. Chris Middleton takes it into the front court. He's defended by Scotty Barnes. What a turnaround this has been for the last time these teams played. Middleton tried to feed it to the corner, but taken away by Schroeder. Toronto not a team to take lightly. We talked about their comeback efforts here already this season. Schroeder's got it on the left wing. 9:23 remaining now in the third. He takes it to the deep through the defense. Missed the layup, but the tap-in was there for Precious Achiuwa. So the Raptors get a couple field goals to chisel away at that deficit. 77-51. Bucks still out in front comfortably, though, leading by 26 points. Lillard, long three straight on, and he buries it from about 8 steps behind the arc. Is it safe to say Dame is back? Timeout. And right now, no, check that. No timeout. I thought I saw a timeout signaled for. Keeping it right here. Raptors may need a timeout. Not using it, though. We got a whistle and a foul. So no timeout, and it is a foul going against Middleton on the other side of things. But was just saying Lillard starting to get back in that familiar place fans have been so accustomed to seeing him. He's hit 4 of 6 from three. He's got 32 points now. And Milwaukee is loving every bit of it. The Bucks lead 80-51 now. Toronto on the other side. Scotty Barnes passes it away to Grady Dick. Pulls his way into Andre Jackson. Jackson plays him tough. Missed the shot, though, as he got fouled in the end, and he will go to the line for two. So the Bucks have hit 4 of their first 5 to start this third quarter. And they have stretched the lead to 29 points, led by as many as 30 here in this quarter. Grady Dick steps to the free throw line. The rookie has only attempted 4 free throws prior to this first one, and he hits it. actually make it five. That was actually his seventh free throw because he'd attempted two already tonight. So with his second free throw, it rolls in for him. He has now attempted as many shots at the stripe tonight as he had all season coming into this one. Playing in his 10th game in his first start. Lillard's got it around midcourt. He's got Precious Achiuwa.